Hi, it's Hazel.
Hey, it's Nick.
Hey, it's Zara.
And I'm Jermaine.
And welcome back to another episode of Clavities. Okay, but first things first, Nick, tell our harsh listeners more about yourself. What do you do?
Actually, I'm quite boring. I always describe myself as the quintessential basic Singaporean guy.
What is a quintessential basic Singaporean guy?
Yeah, are you wearing Uniqlo right now?
No, I think even worse, I'm wearing Gu.
Huh? Oh, I love Gu.
Gu.
Yeah, yeah. It's Gu, man.
No, it's Gu. Okay. So I have a day job. I work at advertising and then I do the Hot Pot.
The Hot Pot is another podcast, by the
way. Yes. And then I sit around and watch TikTok.
I try to
keep up with the times.
Not bad, not so boring.
Yeah, 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 okay. Yeah. And recently I got married.
Yes. Oh, yeah,
I feel like I should have led with that, but...
How long were you guys dating before you got married?
Wow. We were dating for about 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, then engaged for about a year and a half. Yeah.
See, this is why I feel Nick is the perfect guest for today's episode, because we're going to be speaking about forgiveness.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
First question. Do you think men or women are more forgiving? Ooh. Okay, we'll answer that in 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1.
Women.
Men.
Eh? What?
You say women?
Yeah, I think women more forgiving.
Okay. I say women.
I say men.
Men. It's men for me. Okay.
I think women tend to forgive or say they forgive, but they'll never shut up about it.
Then that's not actually forgiving, though.
That's forgive but not forget.
Correct. Mm.
Yeah, so to that point, right, I feel like men, they don't necessarily like actively forgive, they just forget.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, if what we're arguing about, then like...
They just forget because their memory is not so...
Yeah.
But women tend to hold that grudge a bit more, which I find... You know, I sense it myself too.
You're true to myself.
But that is not forgiveness, because forgiveness means you stop blaming or being angry with someone for something that person has done. If you keep yapping on about it, that is not stop blaming, right?
Correct.
But I feel like because you hold that grudge, right, it is a more active action to forgive. Like you make a conscious decision to forgive someone rather than like for dudes that's just like, whatever lah.
Think it through.
Yeah.
So let's say today you and your wife had a quarrel. And then both of you are at fault. Who is more like...
Who's more at fault?
Like, no. The answer is always you, and you know this.
Yeah, correct.
But who is more prone to forgiving first?
Well, I think it's her. She's very...
Really? She's so generous. Yeah, yeah.
Does she keep those as ammo to whip out whenever she needs to?
She doesn't She doesn't.
Are you okay, Azura?
What?
She doesn't, yeah. But I think I lucked out. Like, my wife is quite like, and I've said this before, she's really like super patient, super mellow.
So when you fight, would you hold that grudge against her?
No lah. But I feel like the fights usually need to be goal-oriented. Like, what are you working towards? Like, you need to be resolving something.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are just having a fight for the sake of like, now I can keep this as like, for future reference, right? Then it's not very productive or constructive lah.
What's the last thing you guys fought about?
Well, I think it was holiday planning.
Okay.
Valid, legit.
Because we were saying that like, we want to go on holiday in this month. And then like, we both keep procrastinating, never plan. Mm. And then like it's been a busy period at work for me. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, the last few holidays I planned, like this one you plan. But then now looking back, I didn't like vocalize it. So I feel like it's also a lot of times that expectation for your partner to know what you are thinking without you saying. Yeah, then that's
not fair to her.
Yeah.
Or to yourself.
Yeah. So then it was just like, we talked about it, then argue a bit, then both at fault. You know?
Then how do you resolve that in the end?
A bit of your fault, right? A bit my fault also. Move on? Okay.
Productive.
Yeah.
Productive.
Okay, so half of us said that men are more forgiving, and two of you said women are more forgiving. But did you know that a research study finding says that men shows a higher level of general forgiveness and greater willingness to overcome unforgiveness as compared to women?
I think it's because women tend to have more empathy. And when you feel more intensely and you feel harder, it's harder to let go of those feelings. Maybe men just don't get to that level of like intense, in general, not saying all men, right? But in general.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also because a lot of dudes are quite non-confrontational. So like, I don't want to argue, so I just let it go lah.
Right. And I feel like, okay, maybe even just for myself, in my past relationships, tiny things that matter a lot to me. For example, whether you say goodnight or not. Mm. Like, if you don't say goodnight, I might be like, you know, a little pouty, a little like upsetty, that kind of thing.
Would you say something or will you just wait?
Yeah, so that's the thing. Sometimes I get pegro and then like, I'll just wait for him to find out if he knows I'm angry. You but know, that kind of thing. Then it's fault on my part, right?
You will say goodnight already, right?
I say.
Or you waiting for him to say first?
No, I will say no matter
what. So you say goodnight, then
yeah,
you
then,
like...
Okay. And for example, until the next morning, the goodnight message didn't come, I know, oh, he fell asleep without saying goodnight.
Oh.
That would be like so angry.
Wow,
you know?
I will be angry.
Right?
I'll be angry.
Right?
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I will find it hard to forgive.
Yeah. But because that's, you feel like that is something that should be like a commitment. Just something as simple as saying goodnight or saying goodbye before leaving the house.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like it takes, what, 2 seconds of your time?
But it's also in your power to let go.
I know.
Pick
I
your
know.
Battles, as they say, right? Small things forgive.
Mm.
If you forgive, but you don't forget, is that still forgiveness?
It depends. If you forgive, but you don't keep bringing it up and yapping about it and using it as ammo in future fights, I think it's fine.
But then that's going to eat you up because you're not actually letting it go in your mind. So my take on it is, if you can forgive, but you can't forget, then don't forgive yet.
Yeah, don't say you forgive for the sake of forgiving.
Wow, then I will never forgive it. Because I never forget.
But you must process first. Like you must understand like, okay, this person's point of view, then you... I feel like forgiveness is always a bit of a compromise.
You need
to compromise a bit of how you are feeling. That you need to like force yourself to be at peace a bit. And then the other person also needs to like set aside their pride, apologize to you and see how they can make it up to you, that kind of thing.
And that's the thing, like men and women, we focus on things differently, right? Men focus on problem solving, like what's the issue here? Yeah. Let's get to the root cause of it. But women were more emotional. We just feel like our emotions are not taken care of.
Mm.
And that's why it's like hard for us to let it go, no?
Yeah, even after an apology, you would think an apology would solve it or absolve the feelings, right? But even after I hear an apology, it doesn't really change the way that I feel, which is it? I know a lot of guys have an issue with that. It's like, I say sorry already. Why are you still angry?
Yeah, then what you want, right?
Then how, Nick?
But I also don't know what I want as women.
Then how?
Yeah, then how?
How, Nick?
How?
Actually, it's quite funny because like in the past, right, I have had an issue saying sorry.
Okay.
Like I think I had a bit like pride war, you know.
Mm.
Oh, so only then after that, I had to really like sit back and reflect and like actually, I should just say sorry. Like must set aside ego. But I know a lot of dudes were like straight away just like,
oh, sorry.
But then I think maybe like y'all are angry because it feels like they don't know what they're saying sorry for.
Oh.
Is it?
Like they just say sorry for the sake of saying sorry.
Yeah.
Is it because like you want something to change and if they say sorry but action is not taken, so it feels like the sorry has no meaning?
Yeah, the sorry must come with sayang, you know? And like hugs. And like, you know, just to make up. You can't just say sorry and like, that's it.
But then like, if they say sorry and then try to sayang, you will straight away reciprocate. Like, okay,
No. I will push. Yeah.
Don't touch me. That kind
don't
of thing.
Don't touch me. The matter of these people.
No, but you must keep trying. If you stop trying,
then cannot. Then cannot.
You have to keep trying.
So much grovel
a bit. Life is hard.
Life quite hard.
Yeah, you must keep trying until I let in and then I let you sayang me.
Yeah.
Then usually it gets better.
Yeah.
I have pride too, right? So I will like, don't touch me.
Yeah. Must have that like push and pull.
But these instances usually are instances where the guy is clearly in the wrong, correct?
Yeah.
In their minds.
Yeah.
Right?
In their minds, of course. Yeah.
Objectively speaking, it's like, your fault. That's not like a bit both our fault kind of thing.
Well, yeah. No, but I also find that sometimes guys, right, they need time to reflect on it.
Yeah.
So they will say sorry first, then you give them 1 day or 2 days, they think about it, right? Then they really feel the sorriness.
2 days so long.
Sometimes it's like that. Because their pride and ego comes in the way first, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
So do you think they should only have said sorry 2 days later after they process?
No. That's too late.
When the fire is burning, you let it keep burning, man.
Wow.
Then it will burn the whole house down.
I mean, at that point, it feels like anything he do was wrong.
You must pour some water first.
Very difficult.
Spray some water. Then 2 days later, then the rain comes, right?
I don't dare to say that G and I represent all women, but I feel like we represent a huge group of women. But as well, you seem to be on like the other side where forgiveness is easy for you. Tell us.
I wouldn't say easy.
Mm-mm.
I would say maybe less things matter to me.
You're
so
a bit
small
more
things I don't really mind.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about serious issues, I think it's more like I decide, I want to forgive, I don't want to forgive. If I don't want to forgive, I'm done.
So what's the hardest kind of thing to forgive? Especially in a relationship.
Cheating.
Okay, so betrayal of trust.
Yeah, I think so.
That one is not even forgiveness. That one is like game over. You know?
Yeah. I don't understand how people can forgive a cheating partner. Like you hear someone that like they cheat already, right? Then they still stay together, you know?
But if they have children, then, you know, that's another issue altogether.
But then that's not forgiveness, ma. You stay together for like circumstance. Like I stay together for my kids so that they have whole family nucleus.
But is it actually whole?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
I think some people forgive because you struggle with your own self-worth, right? Mm. So by forgiving that person and that person continuing to love you, you feel like I am deserving of love.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have we heard of instances where couples cheat? Let's say the guy cheats on the girl and the girl forgives the guy and their relationship actually gets better after that because the guy truly repents.
Yes.
Wow. Oh,
I think it happens. I don't think it's very often, but I do think it happens.
I've read that online.
Reddit.
On Reddit. Yes. Yeah.
I think there are a lot of insecurities that will surface.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, can you really move forward with your relationship?
Mm.
Yeah.
If, you know, these things keep coming up.
Mm. Right. So just bringing this back to an example that I suddenly thought of when I was a little girl. I remember I was like primary 4, primary 5, and I was so stressed about schoolwork. And one night I had broken down. I cried. Mm. And I had gone to my mom and told her, I'm so stressed over schoolwork. And she hugged me and like she pet me and she sayang me. And then I told her, don't tell daddy that I cried. But guess what? The next morning, my dad scolded me for crying.
Oh my
dad
gosh.
Went like, if school is a lot, then get to it. Why do you want to cry over it? And my mom immediately like looked at my dad and like went like, shh. But at that moment, I knew she betrayed my trust.
Yeah.
So I remember it to this day, you know.
He also probably betrayed your mom's trust. Because your mom was like, hey, don't tell.
My mom was like, you.
Don't tell me.
After this, so, you get it from me.
Why you didn't tell her? But you know, this is something that I've forgiven my mom for, but I haven't forgotten. And you know, from that day onwards, I don't think I really trusted her with any of my personal issues anymore.
Oh, wow.
Wow, yeah.
Like, is that impactful? You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes a small seed of betrayal or mistrust, right, can blow into something bigger. It's like, oh, your partner just does something stupid, maybe deletes a text or something.
Mm.
But then because of that one small action, you think that they're capable of everything else.
Mm.
Cheating on you, doing this behind your back, da da da.
Do you think that like our generation more, like do we bear a grudge more than our parents' generation?
Wow. I think so, yes. But I think they have more things to do.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
I mean, us right now, I think we are in a phase where sometimes quite chill lah.
Watch TikTok.
Yeah, he watching TikTok. Angry.
My parents busy making money lah. They got no time to argue, you know.
The term forgive and forget, right? I feel like it's always like the older generation that always says that.
Mm.
I feel like I don't really have friends that say that anymore.
Just forgive and forget.
Yeah, cause that forgetting like don't think about it anymore. That kind of like mindset.
Do you think because like the previous generation, it was more of like, okay, get it done and over with, like move on.
Sweep and move.
But I think when it came to us, we understand, we've seen what damage sweeping things under the rug does. And we're trying to actively work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Watch our episode on healing generational trauma.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because I think it's true. Because I think it's a case of them not wanting to like process those feelings of anger or being betrayed.
Mm.
Of like, this person has wronged me. I don't want to think about it.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, let's play a little game, okay? Scenario-based game. And let's see how all of us think. Scenario one, my long-term partner cheated on me. Mm. Would you be more or less forgiving if you have children together?
No difference.
Really?
No difference.
Damn, I can't. I will be more forgiving if you have children together.
Okay, I know what Hazel means. It's you give more chance to forgive.
Correct.
Like you open your heart a bit more. Mm. You see, okay, they're really, really trying. You forgive. But if you guys don't have kids together, the chances of forgiveness are much less.
So much slimmer.
Yeah. To me, I think it's the same. Because the crime, right, is it's incremental, so it's proportionate. Because like if you cheat when you don't have children, right, to me that is not as bad as cheating when you have kids.
Also true. Aww. That's also true.
Right? Like you have more responsibilities. Why are you still doing this, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So you knowing that, like, I have kids, I have a family, right? But you still go and cheat, right?
Yeah.
Thinking about it from a perspective of like, oh, I have kids and then I go and cheat. So you should forgive me because we have kids.
Mm. It's like bit, if you know you got kids, you still do
yeah,
for what?
So it's a bit warped lah. Yeah.
Okay,
it's,
but what if in this case, your long-term partner and you, you don't have children together, but this is not the first time that they cheated on you.
Yeah.
Cannot. Game over, right?
This is not the first time they cheated on me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Means you give chance already. Yeah. Then still cannot.
Finish.
No, done.
Yeah, less forgiving for me too. Okay, scenario two. My best friend got together with my ex. Would you be more or less forgiving if they told you and asked you for permission first?
Wow. At which point they ask?
Maybe when they are sure like things are a bit more certain between them, then like they know this is going somewhere and they want to be upfront with you about it. Because one is your best friend, right? One is your ex.
I feel like at that point, you're a bit sus already.
What do you mean?
Why?
Because like, means they already like dating a bit already.
Correct.
Okay, so you're saying that even before they start anything, you should already say.
Your best friend like romantically interested in your ex, but haven't go out yet.
Oh.
Then tell you what's whole, like,
asking you permission, can I ask
because
him
respect you as a best friend.
Your ex just asked me out for lunch. Is it okay if I go?
Okay. Yeah, fair.
I think that's okay to me.
Yeah. I think don't need to ask for permission, but I would like to be informed.
Yeah. Mm.
But then a bit hard to get over because like the way I would see that scenario, right? Is that like, you know that if y'all get together, then that's going to compromise the amount of time that we will hang out. Because I'm not going to want to like actively hang out around my ex, ma. Yeah. So in a way, it's like you are putting, like you are choosing that person over
correct.
Me.
Wow.
Correct. But that's fine. It's her happiness.
Yeah.
So I will be okay with it.
I'm not very forgiving.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. I think I bear grudge one.
Okay, last scenario, family trauma of parental neglect, okay? Would you be more or less forgiving if your parents were also neglected as children? So they are neglected as children and that's why they neglect you.
More forgiving.
More forgiving.
Because I can understand why they would be acting like this.
Correct,
now.
Because they didn't know any better. They were brought up this way themselves.
Yeah.
So I'll be more forgiving. But what do you say is less?
I think you know how it feels like. It's either you work on it for yourself before you pass that trauma on, or you should know better than to do that to someone else. You know what I mean?
Hmm. I understand. But I think also it might be a messy circumstance. Like if they are ignorant to their own feelings, right? Mm. Their whole life. Mm-hmm. And then they treat you like that because like they don't know.
Correct.
They don't realize. Then I think that's okay. Especially if after now I grow up as an adult and then I tell you, right? Hey, last time like... Akong and Ama did this to you, that's why you did it to me, I didn't like it. Then they, true. At least they reflect and are self-aware now. But, you know, if after you point it out to them or someone points it out to them and then they still are stubborn about it and they try to sweep under the rug, then a bit hard to forgive lah.
But that's your very like traditional Asian parents, right? They really still do sweep anything down the rug.
Mm. I think this proves that forgiveness is not that simple, right? It's not just do you forgive, do you not forgive? Are you more or less forgiving? But there's so many things you have to consider. I think one of the biggest things for me when like someone has wronged me, right? I have to think, why did you do that? What was the intention behind that action that hurt me? And can I forgive that intention? It's not about the action that I have to forgive, but it's about the logic behind it.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah. Mm. What about you guys? How do you forgive someone or how do you start to forgive someone?
So I try to tell myself this. When someone does one thing wrong, don't forget all the other things that they've done right.
Correct. That's good.
Yeah. So I think this applies not just to my mom, my parents, my siblings, my future partner, but also in the workplace setting as well. Maybe our colleagues or our classmates can get on our nerves sometimes and we find it hard to forgive them. But don't forget all the other times that they were nice to us.
And they helped you. Yeah. And
Yeah, and that goes to other people towards us as well. Sometimes we might not be in the best of moods, but you know, we don't want them to judge us for that one thing we've done wrong.
Yeah. A lot of times also, I think it's about like how much malicious intent there is in the action.
Correct.
So it's like if this person is doing something intentionally knowing that like it will hurt you, right? Then I think it's harder to forgive. But if it's like something that like, they just didn't know or they weren't aware or they're a bit blur, then I think it's okay to like give chance a bit lah. Yeah. Like for my wife, right, she very clumsy. So she always like break things. Then the first few times she did it, right, I will feel like, wow, you got a flash of anger in me. I like, But it's like, it's not like she want to purposely break the thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so,
a bitch flag to you lah.
Yeah. So it's like, okay lor, careful lah, next time careful.
Wait, what? Then how? Like now, if she still breaks things?
My initial response will always be a bit of anger, but then I think she's also self-aware about it.
Okay.
Then I know sometimes she also feels very bad about like, I don't know why I keep breaking things.
Oh, she can't help it.
Yeah, so it's like this kind of thing, like there's no point in bearing a grudge for something like that,
because you can't change it.
Yeah, so sometimes you see like parents also, they scold their children because they break something.
Yeah.
No, like when I was young, right, I remember this still because I was in a restaurant, I had a glass full of Sprite and I spilled it all over the floor.
Yeah.
They're gonna scolding.
Yeah.
But like, it's not like on purpose.
Yeah, you obviously didn't want to spill the Sprite.
Of course not,
Or the worst was like last time when you were young, you fall down and hurt yourself.
Oh yeah.
Then you can ask.
It's like, you think I want? Yeah. So I think it's like a lot of times it's like, what are you angry for? Yeah. Mm. Are you angry for the inconvenience of the situation, or are you angry at the intent that this person had when they did something or when something happened? Yeah. So if it's like a situational thing, then there's really like nothing to forgive because you shouldn't even be bearing a grudge.
That's true. Like what Hazy said, you know, like especially in the workplace sometimes, right? Sometimes people disappoint you. Mm. And I think we need to realize that life is not just black and white, good and bad. Mm. People are going to disappoint you. It's just human nature. You are going to disappoint people also.
Yeah.
So just have a bit of a bigger heart, right? Yeah, to accept that.
Workplace one quite interesting because I feel like incompetence is another thing.
Oh.
No need to forgive one. This one, you just need to work around it.
You can't control it. Yeah.
If you can't change the circumstances, then change your mindset.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be like
Hazy 2024, quote her, please.
Zura, what about you? I think you have such a big heart. But when it comes to forgiving, is it tougher for you?
I give many, many chances. I think I'm one of those who will... I tend to overstay just to ensure that I've exhausted all options of trying.
Mm.
Okay.
But if nothing changes, I cut it off. I'm done.
And she doesn't go back.
Yeah. Mm.
Meaning like you try to max out the relationship.
I try to max out and then finish means finish.
Then no regrets after that.
Hey, she really like move on, don't look back kind.
Because there are some people that are the extreme opposite, you know.
Okay, which like, means?
They get into a relationship, right? Then the minute you hit the first like stumbling block, right? Okay, cannot. Reflect. Oh, cannot. Yeah, that's why you see like there are a lot of people who are like serial daters. So I think there needs to be some balance.
Correct. Balance is the word. I don't know, like, but if people tuning into this episode, you were struggling with forgiveness, maybe there's some tips that we can share with you to help you cope better with the journey. For example, number one, I think forgiving doesn't mean forgetting. We mentioned this just now. The phrase forgive and forget, I think it oversimplifies the process of healing.
Mm.
I think forgiving is just facing the truth with pure honesty. You don't have to forget, but forgiving is a journey meant for yourself.
Mm.
As long as you get that like innate peace that you need, then I think all's good, right?
Yeah. And I think that includes forgiving yourself.
Mm. What about revenge?
Oh.
Because that's like the next
step, I'm quite
step,
vindictive,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm listening.
Have you done anything to get back at someone?
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Especially when I was younger, right? Yeah,
I have this like
in a moment, that flash of anger, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always say things that I regret.
Yeah.
Wow, words can really cut.
Correct.
Because I think like the idea of like revenge, right, or getting back at someone, right, is one step further beyond not forgiving someone anything.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you
agree.
You don't forgive and you internalize that anger, still okay. But like once you act upon it, right, then it starts to rule your decision making.
Yeah.
I feel like most of the time that revenge, right, it very rarely pays off.
No, you always think it makes you feel better. It will make you be able to forgive or forget. But it actually, it kind of like, when you're vindictive, right, it etches into your soul.
Yeah.
And then you're part of it. It's part of you forever.
Correct.
Yeah. And in the long run, it's very unhealthy for your mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, when you are wronged, right, it might cost you like, okay, I have one bad day because like today this person did something that hurt me. But then chasing after like that revenge, you're going to spend so many more days like trying to get back at this person.
It's
then,
like the glory.
She spent
her entire life there.
Yeah. But ultimately, it doesn't make her a happier person, which is why in the end, she moved on, right?
The glory is what?
The Song Hye Kyo drama.
The Song Hye Kyo is what?
Korean actress.
Okay. It's a show about revenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
She spent her whole life to plot and carry out the revenge.
Right.
Yes. Mm. Good show.
Okay.
I think also, you know, forgiveness is not necessarily trust. What that means is you can forgive first and then build the trust up again.
Mm.
Because a lot of times when these things happen to me, I'm like, you know, I can forgive, but I don't trust you anymore.
Mm. Right, it's like me and my mom. Now.
Yeah. Mm. You can try to build the trust again over time. It's not saying that it will come back totally 100%, but yeah, do your best.
Well, damn, it's been 20 years, but...
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I should really focus on building that trust.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we mentioned, forgiveness is an ongoing process. I don't think you can what Jamie said, forgive someone 100% on day one. No, that's not going to happen. That's not going to work. I think it happens in phases, in stages. And then just give yourself the time, you know, internalize the hurt that you feel. You know, you might need to accept this person in your life again, but all in its own time.
Does that mean that we should all understand that when you hear an apology or when you hear a sorry, it might not be 100%? Yet at that point, because we just said that it takes time.
Correct. You have a fair point there.
So maybe the trick is to don't say sorry.
No. Huh?
So that when you say sorry, right, people know you mean it.
Hey, y'all don't listen to Nick, I think. I'm very worried. We have more people fighting.
Do you know my theory about crying?
What?
Is that if you always cry, right?
Shit, that's
then,
me.
Then like, it means less. You must keep the crying in the back pocket.
But it's very hard for me not to cry when
it's
I feel
secret,
like
it's like a boy that cried wolf. Secret weapon. Yeah. It's a secret weapon.
I always cry like how.
So if you don't cry, right? But then like you, the one argument where you cry, right? Your partner will be like, oh my God, I'm crying.
Well, cannot. When's the last time you cried, Jimmy?
Like 2 days ago, probably.
Same. Nick, when's the last time you cried?
The last time I cried was at my wedding. Oh. But that was a good cry.
That was last October though.
Yeah. Then before that, it was 5 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Yeah.
So even when you're by yourself?
Yeah, by yourself, I cry for what?
What do you mean? I cry by myself all the time.
It's true. Especially in my car.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm driving. You know, if you ever see my car on the highway, do not look in. I may be having an ugly cry. I'm just saying.
Yeah. This is something I learned, it's quite common amongst women.
Yeah, we cry.
Because like Joey and Q were also asking me like, when was the last time you cried? I said 5 years ago. Then they like,
yeah.
So when was the last time you cried? Like right before filming.
Yeah. But I think we need to like cry to let go of our negative emotions. It works very well for me. Like once I cry, I let it out, I'm good.
It's true. Well, I think, you know, we've unpacked forgiveness and forgetting and all of those things today. Hopefully, you understand a thing or two, right? And you learn a thing or two.
Yeah, and we were talking about like how you can say sorry effectively. Do you mean 100% sorry when you offer an apology? I think it's very important to promise change.
Yeah.
Like if you are in the wrong, listen actively to what your partner or the other party has to say and promise change on your end.
You can don't promise change.
Correct.
You can talk the talk, but you also have to walk the walk.
And I think the most triggering thing is like when you don't know what you're saying sorry for. Yeah, like you just say it for the sake of saying it.
Oh yeah, my ex was like this.
So that's the part where they don't validate your experience, right? I think one of the pointers that come with saying sorry effectively is also you have to validate the other person's experience. You have to understand why they feel hurt, why they're angry in the first place.
You may not agree, but you have to understand.
Empathize.
Yes. Exactly. You have to listen, right? Don't just like zone out when they're trying to tell you what what they're angry about.
Well, a lot of people are there.
It's a red flag. Yeah, it's a red flag.
It is.
Yeah, and I think the last point that's most important is continued communication and accountability. This really helps to rebuild trust over time. Sometimes I feel like people are so scared to talk about the issue on hand. But no, the more you communicate, the more you know how to work around things.
Yeah. So I think people always confuse like serious communication with arguing. So especially like guys, a lot of guys in Singapore, even my like male friends, there are a lot of times like I'm like, oh, do you talk to your girlfriend or your wife about this? And then it's like, no lah, don't want to later argue. Yeah, but actually you can talk without arguing.
You can.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of people, especially those with like avoided attachment styles, I think they tend to shut off in a serious conversation. They just shut down because they think it's going to be something bigger. You know what I mean? But something that I always say is that actually, like serious and hard conversations can still be held with like love and grace.
Agree.
Like it doesn't have to be hard, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Fully agree. Okay, Nick, any final thoughts for married couples out there struggling with forgiveness?
I think it goes back to what I mentioned earlier about like whenever you argue or you are upset about something, right? You need to have a think about like what is the intention behind like whatever your partner did. And then if you're going to bring it up, right? And you're going to talk about it, right? What is the end goal that you want to achieve? Because if you're bringing it up just to like make the person like upset also, or to hurt the person also, then it's not very productive lah. Yeah, because like, just because you are hurt doesn't mean that you should go and
hurt people
also.
I agree.
Well, I need to chew on that and reflect on myself.
And don't be avoidant lah, because I'm quite avoidant also.
Okay. No, but the first step is that you actually recognize it.
Yeah. So you need to be self-aware about like what you like, what you don't like, and then need to actively like try to work around.
You learned this from TikTok ah?
No, I learned this from Joey and Q.
Oh, wow. Very good. They are like your therapists. Yeah.
Okay, any final thoughts?
To end off, I have a quote from Mahatma Gandhi.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Mahatma Gandhi says,
can we have like butts chirping in the background, please?
The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong.
I love that.
But Lord,
that.
I'm tired of being strong.
I'm not your strongest soldier.
Okay. Now, I have a quote myself as well. Forgiveness isn't about the other person. It's about not letting the past hold you hostage anymore. So,
I like that.
You know, after listening to this episode, I hope you find peace in yourself. And if you like what we've done, feel free to follow us on Instagram at itsclarity.co for more.
That's right. You can listen to us on Me Listen, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And don't forget to turn on your notifications.
Yes, and we're on YouTube as well. Thank you so much to Nick for joining us from the Hot Pot today.
All the best in your marriage.
Wow, yeah. Hope it lasts a while.
Months to give us
update. Yeah. If you're still married.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. All right.
See you guys next time. Bye.